This is Good News Hour. And your speaker again today is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with another message from the Word of God. The Savior said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." It will be a life-giving word. And if you receive that word as from Himself, it will bring you everlasting life. In the Gospel by John chapter 1, our Savior begins with life and life and love. All of these belong to the Savior, and He comes that we might have life and life more abundantly. But I must read with you from the Word of God, and then you can go over this if you care to, the Gospel by John chapter 1, and I read from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And that was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In verse 4 of the same chapter, He says, "In Him was life, life was found in Him, and the life was made manifest, and we have seen it." The life in Him, the life manifest, and we have seen it, and not only have we seen it, but this life, our Savior came. He said, "I am come that they might have life." Now, you have natural life if you're living in this world today, but now this is another life. This is spiritual life. This is divine life. This is eternal life, and it comes to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me repeat once again. I am come, and He came from heaven. This was the purpose of His coming, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And the Word of God makes very plain, this life is in His Son. Then He tells us once again, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Now, beloved friends, life comes from another. Life comes from heaven. Life came through the Savior. And that was the purpose of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ into this world. When He lived in glory with God the Father, and He looked down from the height of His sanctuary on the children of men, and you know what He said? He said, "My delights are with the sons of men." And so He found great delight in leaving that holy place in heaven. The street of that city was pure gold, and He was daily the Father's delight. And I want to say something else. Not only did He delight in coming, but it was the Father's delight to send His Son. Oh, will you hear this again? You say, "I think I know on the outset, before you tell me the verse, what you're going to say." Well, it's this. God sent forth His Son, and He sent Him forth down from heaven, sent Him forth down to earth, and then He sent Him forth to Calvary's cross. And then He sent Him to the tomb, and then He rose from the dead, and He took Him back up to heaven, where He is today, at the right hand of God, a Prince and a Savior. Well, the purpose of His coming into this world was that they might have life. Now, you remember, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve lost their spiritual standing. They lost their life. They were living in the body, but they were dead in trespasses and in sin. And the Word of God says, "She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth." What somebody said, could one be dead while they're living? Every mother, son, and daughter of Adam's race who have not the life of God in their souls, they are dead while they are living. And the Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, "And you hath He quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and in sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, and according to the course of the prince of the power of the air." And beloved friend, we were called children of disobedience, and even as others. That's true of the human family. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let me give you another. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord, thank God, laid on His Son the iniquity, the sin of us all, when He was on Calvary's cross. Can you hear that today, beloved friend? That the great God of heaven, that loved His Son as He loved no one else, and that one would send the darling of his bosom down to earth and then to the cross. He was spit upon. He was shamefully entreated. He was despised and rejected of men. This is a prophecy from Isaiah chapter 53. Let me tell you, friend, if you want to thrill your soul, and if you should be seeking God's salvation, I repeat once again, you read Isaiah chapter 53, beginning at verse 1. It starts out something like this. He said, "Who hath believed our report?" Now, God has given us a true report about all that His Son had in His heart to do for us, all that God had in His heart to do for us. And then He tells us that He sent down His Son. Now, the Word said after He came, He was despised and rejected of men. You think of the world you're living in today, and you stand on the street corners, and you're in the crowds of men, and they use that blessed name of that blessed person, God's blessed Son. You hear that name used in vain, and all friends, men little realize they shall give an account to God for every idle word they shall speak thereof in the day of judgment. The name that should have been used by you in praise, in worship, in thanksgiving, it often is used in blasphemy. But let me tell you, even yet, friend, in spite of all that, God still loves you. And oh, listen again to this. He loved the world, and I know you're in the world if you're a living person today. And then He said, "I am come that they might have life." Came from where? Our Savior had His dwelling place with God the Father in a past eternity. And He came down from heaven, came to earth. And I want to tell you, friend, that He's coming. The angelic host announced that one and said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, and a Savior has come. Go look on His cradle, His cross, and His tomb." But He came and He went. Now listen, the Word of God says again, having come from God. Then it said, and He went to God, having come down, yes. And He spent about 33 years in this life. And then He left this world and ascended up into the clouds and then up into the glory. And He's now at the right hand of God, a Prince and a Savior. But when He was on this earth, among the last words He said on the cross of Calvary, "Father, I finished the work Thou gavest me to do. It is finished." And you say, what was finished? The Savior? No. He said, "It is finished." The work the Father gave Him to do. What was that? Well, He came to make an end of sin by the sacrifice of Himself. He came to die in your place. He came to put away that sin. And I wonder, beloved friend, if you've ever thanked God for His beloved Son. Have you ever thanked God for sending Jesus down to earth and then to the cross to take your place in death? Think of that one that His hands were spiked, His feet were spiked, a crown of thorns pressed upon that brow, and last a Roman spear went into that heart, and from that side flowed that sin-cleansing blood. And then the Word says this, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. When men had done their worst, when men had despised and rejected Him, when men put Him to death, let me just point this out, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abided alone. Our Savior, by His death, has won more men and women to Himself, probably, than He ever did in His life, by dying for sin not His own. Ah, let me say again, He could say as He faced the cross of Calvary, "I lay down my life of myself." And He said, "I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Well, He came and He finished and He went back to God. And there He is now in heaven, the right hand of God, a Prince and a Savior. But will you hear this again? He said, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Now, do you want that life today, beloved friend? In John's epistle that we want to call our attention to at the end of this little broadcast, we want to show you what our Savior brought to this world. We will read now in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11 of this chapter, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. Oh, think of a gift like that. Think of a gift like that. "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, never. When 10 million years have come and gone, they shall never perish. When billions of years have come and gone, they shall never perish. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life now. How do I get it? This life is in His Son. If you take the Son of God today as your Savior, then He will impart to you that everlasting life. He will forgive your sins and save your soul and make you ready for the mansions in the sky. Hear this once again. He that hath the Son hath life. Ah, thank God, I can say He is mine and I am His. He the price of sin is paid and for me atonement made. Hallelujah, what a Savior, and that Savior is my Savior, and He wants to be yours. Hear this as I draw my message to a close. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know ye have eternal life, and this life is in His Son. If you'll trust that Son today, God will make good His word and impart everlasting life to you. Receive Him now, believe His word, and thou shalt be saved.
Surely, friends, after listening to an interesting message such as you have just heard, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saying, hallelujah, what a Savior. On the other hand, if He has not reached and saved your soul, you are saying, oh, that the Lord Jesus Christ were my own personal Savior. And He's for you right today. It's His desire that you might be reached and saved with an everlasting salvation. And you could be saved instantaneously. Now, if you would like further spiritual help and you feel that what you have been hearing has brought to you blessing, but there are still some problems that may be disturbing you, we'd like to communicate with you by way of letter, or if there are messages that you'd like to have us take up over the air, let us know. Now, this address would reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas, and we'll send along to you what we know will be a real help if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Or, on the other hand, if you haven't been saved, we'll send along what would bring you to the Savior.